Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi, and I want you to listen closely to this sermon I'm going to preach to you today. If you love to go to heaven and not to hell, pay close attention, because God loves you and He doesn't want to send anybody to hell. Those who will find themselves in hell in the last day or after they die, they send themselves to hell. God does not send anybody to hell. He has already provided a way of escape so that you don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to go to hell. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 34, it reads that righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We have seen how the world has gone into darkness, where there is no one that doeth good, as the Bible said. But God has made a way of escape for you to repent and for God to change your heart, to remove sinful nature from you, only through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you will open your heart to Jesus and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and remove sin from you, He will touch you and He will make you a new creature in Christ. That is the antidote for sin. But when a whole nation is plagued with sin, kidnapping everywhere, the love of money is the root of all evil, ransom people kidnap people for ransom, the Boko Haram, the ISIS, the herdsmen, the kidnappers that are in the south kidnapping innocent people, or the policemen that are taking bribes, the whole world, you say the whole society is full of corruption and evil. But God is still extending His hand of mercy to people, asking you to repent and come to Him for your salvation. If you die today, where will you go? The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? That message is for both the young and the old. That message is for both the politicians and the man in the street. What do you gain if you lose your soul and go to hell and lake of fire? If you amass the whole $1 trillion of the world and it's in your bank account, and you save it for your generations to come, thinking that you have heaped up treasure for your great-great-grandchildren, and you go to hell because with the money you have amassed is stolen money, know you not that your unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, listen to this. Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthians. He said in verse 9, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Who are these extortioners? Those who are ransom money. That's extortioners. None of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you don't inherit the kingdom of God, where are you going to be? You have to be in hell and lake of fire. You may say, well, you enjoy the world so far. How many years can you live on this planet? Maybe 100 years, 120 years. But eternity is much longer than that, my friend. Eternity is much longer than that. When you close your eyes today in death and you find yourself in hell, which ultimately will go to the lake of fire, you are going to still be feeling the same pain as if you are alive. You will be feeling the heat of the burning fire as if you are alive right now. If you want to test it, light a candle upon yourself and see how it burns. Well, multiply that million times. That is how you will be feeling the pain in hell if you don't repent today. The Bible said, not even thieves, not even of extortioners. Who are the thieves? Maybe you stole some money from the government. You are a thief. Maybe you stole some money from your neighbors. You are a thief. Maybe you think it's the government money. It's not the government money. God is looking at you, not who you stole from. If you steal, you are a thief, and you are going to be accountable to God one day. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? You may say, well, you don't believe in anything that, like God, but you are going to still stand before this God on the last day when you close your eyes and you die in death. But the God is stretching his arms of mercy towards you right now, that you can repent today and he will accept you and wash you clean. He said, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, only if you repent. Here's what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Because I said, if you go to hell, it is not God that sent you to hell, you send yourself by rejecting the message of salvation that Jesus has provided for you. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, here is what God said. So that you may see that God is already forgiving the whole world, but asking you to come and accept the antidote for sin. God is saying, come and accept the antidote for sin. The antidote for sin is Christ Jesus, come and live inside you, so that you can become a new creature in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are passed away. If you are formerly a thief, when you come to Christ and he comes into your heart, he will take the sinful nature from you and you will not be thieves again. The love of money is the root of all evil, as the scripture said. Which what some people covet after this love of money, and they have pierced themselves with so much sorrows. In the book of Apostle Paul to Timothy, Apostle Paul was telling you and me in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Say, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. No matter how much you have amassed, whether you did it legitimately or you stole it, you have brought nothing into this world, and you can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Now, this is addressed to even the believers. You that is a believer, you may be falling away from the faith of Christ because you are loving money, to the point that even some ministers have been accused of just embezzling money, or just thinking of preaching only prosperity. But the Bible is saying the love of money is the root of all evil. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called, and you have professed a good profession before many witnesses. I'm telling you, the love of money is the root of all evil. And God is calling you unto repentance. Judgment will begin from the house of God. Now, this is Apostle Peter telling us in his words. Judgment will begin from the house of God. And if it first begin from us, what shall the end be of those that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? What I'm telling you right now, it is for you to repent and call upon Jesus Christ, who can save your soul and give you salvation. Time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Now, I'm preaching to both the people in the church and people that are in the streets. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Now, if you, that is a policeman, and you are lusting after money, you can't take your hand from bribery just because you must make money. If you die today, where will you go? Are you going to hell? Or are you going to a lake of fire? Or you think you will be saved? The only way of escape is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And let him fill your heart with himself and take the sinful nature from you. Christ is calling you. God has not sent anybody to hell, but he has provided a way of salvation. For anyone that will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, he will wash your heart clean. In 1 John chapter 1, Apostle John was telling us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. If you will confess your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart today and give you a new heart, a new life, he will change you and he will give you the new birth. And you that is listening to me, maybe you go to some churches, you are part of a member of the congregation, or you may say you are also born again. But if you are born again, why is the light of Christ not shining through you? Why are you putting your hands in iniquity? God said, come ye out from among them. From among whom? From among the ungodliness, from among the sinful nature. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. If you go to you say you are born again, you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, touch not the unclean thing, put not your hand in bribery, forsake all this ungodliness, and God will deliver you, God will stand with you. Now, if you that listen to me, you don't believe in Christ, or you are not even a believer, think of where you are going from here when you die, because the end is near to everyone. The end of the world is near. And Christ is calling you unto himself, and come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Christ wants to give you a new heart, a new life, and change you from an old, sinful, Adamic nature, and give you a new heart so that you don't sin no more. You see, it is possible for someone to be without sin. It is possible. His blood is cleansing man from sin. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the Bible said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. But if you have been cleansed from all sin, why in the world are you still in sin? That is what you should ask yourself. If you are a believer, if you say you are a believer, if you have been cleansed from your sins, why are you still in sin? Why are you still in embezzlement? Why are you still participating in adultery? Why are you still participating in fornication? Why are you still participating in love of money? The Bible said the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2 say, love not the world. Verse 15, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, that is all the attractions in the world, is what he's talking about. The money, the wealth, the embezzlement. You want to have the best car, you want to also be riding a jet plane for yourself. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I'm asking you to repent today, and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And let him cleanse your heart with his blood, so that you become a new creature. And you be an example of righteousness. And don't be afraid of their evil, because God is able to defend you. God is able to deliver you when you stand firm for Jesus. When you stand firm and do not put your hand in iniquity, then God will be ready to defend you and to deliver you. The end is near, my friend. The end is near. We are seeing the signs of the end times, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And as he has prophesied, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be by the time the Son of Man is coming. That's what you are seeing, wickedness. In the days of Noah, violence covered the whole earth. And God said he couldn't look at it anymore. And he saw a righteous Noah and saved Noah and his children. The same way what you are seeing around you in your country, violence everywhere, kidnapping everywhere, ransom money everywhere, bribery everywhere, all those terrible things that is going on around about you, it is the sign of the end. But are you going to stand so that you don't get perished with the world? Or are you going to participate and be destroyed with the world? Because not only is it going to be a world war that will destroy masses, as the Bible has prophesied in the book of Revelation, but when you die, even if you may die before that, where will you go from here? Are you going to heaven or you are going to hell and lake of fire? It's not a joke, my friend. The fires of hell is not a joke, my friend. The Lord Jesus Christ gave a parable of the rich man and Lazarus. A certain rich man that was full of money, that feasted sumptuously in his house. He didn't care about God or anything. You may fit into that category. And there was a certain beggar. But this beggar was not just a beggar poor, but also feared God. But nobody would help the beggar. The beggar died, and angels carried the soul of the beggar to paradise, where he was being comforted by Abraham. But the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes and saw afar off Abraham. And he could recognize Abraham, whom he didn't even know when he was alive. And he also saw the beggar Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he could recognize Lazarus, which means if you die today and you go to hell, you will have all your feelings complete. You'll be able to recognize even people that you don't even know them before, like that rich man. And the rich man was begging for water. He said he was being tormented in the fires of hell. He cried unto Father Abraham, asking him to send Lazarus just for a drop of water. All your wealth that you accumulate on earth will not be able to help you when you close your eyes in death. All your wealth you think you are saving it for your children and your grandchildren, they won't be able to help you when you close your eyes and you find yourself in hell. What do you gain if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul and go to hell and lake of fire? Think about it, my friend that is a senator. What do you gain if you lose your soul and go to hell? Think of it, of you that is in the government offices or in the politics, and you are amassing money for yourself and for your children and your grandchildren. What do you gain if you lose your soul and go to hell and lake of fire for eternity? How long can you live on this planet? 100 years, 120 years. And then you spend the rest of eternity in lake of fire. It's not a good bargain at all. I am asking you to repent today and come to God and come to Lord Jesus Christ, the only name that can save you. Jesus Christ is asking you to come unto him, and he will save you, and you will be saved. And if you say you are a church member, take your hand from all iniquity. Touch not the unclean thing, so that you will not be condemned with the world. God is asking you right now. Abraham was telling that rich man that remember, which means the rich man in hell could remember that how he was or not, that he was rich and wealthy or not. But his wealth could not help him this time, after he has gone to lake hell. He said, remember that when you are alive, you have your good things. But Lazarus has bad things. He is not comforted, but you are in pain. And then told him that there is no way we can even help you, even if we want to. So that's why I'm telling you right now, you better repent and ask Jesus to help you. And touch not the unclean thing. And then he will be a father unto you, and you will be different. You will be a new creature in Christ. Repent today. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. I know the story of a man that you've been told that, hey, why you still have some people still teaching you, still telling you, you better think about it and repent. Because there will be a time when you will not be able to even hear sermons like this on radio, because it will be forbidden, so that all of them can go to hell. Everybody that is left on now will be going to hell. There will be no more time for repentance. When the door is shut, there will be no more time for repentance, because Holy Ghost is what makes people repent. He's touching your heart right now as you are listening to this sermon. He's asking you to come unto him and repent from your evil deeds so that you can be saved. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, God is warning us in verse 14 to 15. So don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, don't participate in their evil things, so that you may be saved. He said, what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? You are light of the world if you are a believer in Christ. Don't participate with darkness. All unrighteousness is darkness. What concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? If you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, you are a believer. Anyone that is participating in ungodliness and iniquity is infidel. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God is asking you now, wherefore come out from among them. From among whom? From among ungodliness, from among embezzlement, from among all those politicians that are siphoning money into their own private pocket, from among all those preachers that are siphoning money into their own private account and making merchandise of people of God, from among all those people that are full of bribery and corruption, and from all those that are turning themselves into armed robbers, why? Because they couldn't get jobs. From among all those that are turning themselves to ransom kingdom people for ransom, because they are looking for money, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, touch not iniquity, touch not sin, touch not thieves, no stealing, touch not bribery, touch not every ungodliness, touch not adultery, touch not fornication, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you, saith God, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. When God is your father, he will defend you. The reason why people are, you that claim to be a believer, you are not being defended by God, is because you are still wishy-washy. You are not standing firm for the Lord. Those that stand firm for him, he will stand firm with them. He said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father and before the holy angels. If you confess me before men, then I will confess you before my Father, before the holy angels. So the reason why you are not seeing deliverances for yourself is because you yourself are still compromising. If you decide, I'm not going to touch bribery, I'm going to stand against it, they may punish you, they may laugh at you, but God then will begin to defend you and stand for you. If you are a politician, you decide that I'm going to do the right thing, the people may laugh at you, you may look at you, you are not going to make the money everybody is making, but then God will defend you, God will provide for you, God will stand by you. But if you are wishy-washy, you can pray as much as you want to, but you are just not going to be defended by God. God is asking you to come out from among them, from among all those darkness, because in him is no darkness at all. And then God will be a father unto you, and you will be his son and his daughter. I'm warning you right now, the Lord is coming soon. Tomorrow may be too late for you. While you are hearing this sermon, that's when you want to repent and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to wash you with his precious blood, and give you a new life. Even if you die being persecuted, say, blessed are you, because there will be persecution. Say, those that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You may be persecuted for standing firm for Jesus. You may be persecuted for standing and confessing the truth and refusing to participate in the bribery. You may be persecuted for refusing to participate in your ungodliness that is going on about you. But God will stand by you. And if you are persecuted and you die in that persecution, heaven is yours. You are guaranteed of heaven, because Christ said, they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But when you are not, when you are only when you are able to stand for Jesus, that's when Jesus Christ will stand for you. But you that is listening to me, if you cannot participate, if you do not want to give up all those ungodliness, if you don't want to give up all those iniquities, there's only one hope. And the only hope is hell and lake of fire. But God has not sent anybody to hell. He's asking you now to repent. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, said the Lord Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, said God. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, what Jesus Christ said. I pray that now, Lord, I pray for all the people that are listening, that they will repent. And the word of God that we are preaching today will touch their heart. And they will come there, give their heart to Jesus Christ. Say it after me if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, I believe you died for me on the cross and you rose again. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Give me a new heart. Give me a new life. Let me be born again today. And I will follow you, Jesus. Let me sin no more. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, I pray for all these people listening that you touch their heart. Help them, Lord God, to repent. And help them, Lord God, to accept you as Lord and Savior. And let them begin to read their Bible from today and live a new life. Let them be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a new book from Evangelist Julius Adeyemi that will be very beneficial and very blessing to you. It is the biography of Evangelist Julius Adeyemi, and it's titled A Child of God from Ijebuland. A Child of God from Ijebuland. And it documented the life history of Evangelist Julius Adeyemi. You will be blessed because it's a book of testimonies. You can get this book on Jumia.com if you are in Nigeria. And you can also get it on Amazon. If you write to this address, we might be able to also get it for another price. Write to Post Office Box 10308 Ibadan, Nigeria. Post Office Box 10308 Ibadan, Nigeria.
In Benin, you can write to End Time Ministries, 168 Ipoba Slope, Benin City. That is End Time Ministries, 168 Ipoba Slope, Benin City, in Edo State.
God bless you.